brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I'm pretty much a single married mother of two, and I am. I just recently had to get a restraining order against my husband in January. Either way, I am left with the responsibility and finances of two incomes. Now on just one.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the budget on the app, on the Every Dollar app,
mm-hmm.
and I am just consistently on the red.
Mm-hmm.
I've done everything to try to bring all my expenses down the best way I could on just me and my two kids. I've done pretty good, but what really is, it's my rent. And I can't move until my lease is up because I don't want to break a lease.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how much? Wait a minute. Let me stop a second, honey. Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
a restraining order. So, he was physically abusive?
Around Christmas, it was the last straw.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
5 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
What do you make, hon?
My salary is 5,576.
What do you do?
So 55,000. I work for United States Postal Service.
Okay. And how old are your babies again?
6 and 4.
Okay. Is everybody safe now?
Yes. The restraining order has us safe at the home. Yes.
Okay. And well, they're not magic. So, but so far it has worked, right?
Yes.
Why'd you hesitate?
Because he's popped up, but, you know, as soon as I tell him to get out of here, I'm going to call the cops. He pretty much runs, but he doesn't make it easy for me. And what I mean by that,
How many times has he popped up?
Twice so far.
Since January?
January 10th, yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so let me help you with a couple things. Now, sadly, because we help with people with financial crises, I've been in these situations many times in the last 30 years. And so I've been forced to learn a little bit about it more than I wanted to, okay? Because it's a filthy, horrible thing that you have endured. And I'm very sorry for you. The next time he shows up, don't threaten to call the cops. Call them. Put him in jail. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quit playing games with this guy. He needs to go away. He's bad. Period. That's your Uncle Dave who loves you telling you that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No screwing around with this. He goes to jail. He violated a restraining order. He is threatening you and the children. If he pops up again, he's going to pop in behind bars. I got you, pop up, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll put you where you can't breathe, okay? So I'm done with him. He's scum.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you that real directly and real loud because he has told you for 5 years two things really often, and if you're not careful, you start to believe them. One is that you'll never make it without him.
Mm-hmm.
And two is that he's really sorry. Well, he is really sorry, but I'm not talking about an apology here. I'm just talking about a sorry human being, okay?
Right.
So he ain't sorry. He's abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And you are 1,000 times better than he's been telling you for 5 years. You're going to make it. You're going to be fine. And we're going to put a team of people around you to make sure you do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And you are going to break your lease because you can't afford it. How much is the payment?
$1,750.
Okay, so we're gonna have one of our financial coaches serve you at no cost to you. When we get off the phone, we're gonna hook them up with you, and they're gonna meet with you, and on your behalf, they're gonna call the landlord and tell the landlord that the husband in the building has been beating his wife, and she can't afford the lease now that she threw him out like she should have 5 years ago. Okay, and the landlord's gonna have some mercy. And get the house rented to somebody else, and you're going to get something you and the kids can afford. You are not trapped, and you can make it without him. You make $55,000 a year. The lady that I'm talking to is articulate and intelligent.
Yes, thank you.
Aren't you? Aren't you?
Yeah, the best that I can, yes, sir.
Yeah, you are. I mean, everything I've heard was intelligent, didn't you, George?
Yes, you are a warrior. If you survive the crap from him, you're going to survive anything.
Yeah. Okay, so how much debt do you have other than this lease that's a problem?
Well, that's the thing. I don't have a car payment.
Good.
And I have two secured credit cards, each for $400, but I've paid them up.
Good. So you don't have any debt there.
No.
We'll convert you to a debit card on that. You're not going to spend money you don't have. You got $55,000 coming in. So your payments are food, lights, water, shelter. What else?
Mainly what it is that I'm not really taking home that much. See, when he, in the beginning of the year, when I got this restraining order, he also took all of our savings and money.
Yeah.
So he cleaned us out. And
we're also going to hook you up. We're also going to help you contact an attorney and get that back. Because it's not his, it's yours. And he left two little kids behind, and he's not paying any child support. And he's going to get the benefit of doing that, too.
Yeah, I started him on, I started the child support, but it takes a minute, you know.
Yeah,
I had to, but back to in the beginning when he did that, in order for me to pay the rent, I had to take a loan out against my 401k.
Okay, well, we're going to get that cleaned up.
I'm not taking home all that.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is you probably have too much taxes coming out of your check.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Was he handling all the money before?
No, we were both doing it.
Okay.
But
how big a tax refund did you get last year?
That's the thing. We owe $3,000. So I'm paying that too.
You're not. He is.
Listen,
he doesn't have legal options here. He gets to pay this stuff.
He's relinquished all responsibility.
He doesn't get to.
He doesn't get to decide that. The judge will help him with that.
He may have as a husband and a dad, but financially speaking, he can't get
out of this. The judge is going to go, innocent spouse syndrome, boom. You can file a code with the IRS that this debt with them is the result of your husband, and it's called innocent spouse. There's a whole form that does it. We can help you do that, too. And then he gets to pay the $3,000. Ding, ding. That's how that works. So what you need is you need some people in your corner that know how to fight some of this and get you back on balance, and we're just the ones. We're going to help you, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
You're going to be okay. You're going to have to make some moves that aren't comfortable to get stabilized and get a sustainable situation after all this mess, because you have less income now to deal with, but you now have control of your life again and you're safe again. Okay?
Yes.
If he pops up again, say, Dave, I'm calling the cops. Say it.
Dave, I'm calling the cops.
There you go. We love you, darling. You hold on. We're going to pick up and we're going to take care of you.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.